Yesterday we learned the Mishnah Chavav on the base that in the base Hamigdosh and Rosh Hashanah and the Tainis Sibur, they blew both Shofar and Chatzaitzra. But on Rosh Hashanah, when the Ikem Mitzvah Sayom is B'Shofar, so they would have the Baltikeh who would blow Shofar would stand in the middle, and the two Chatzaitzes Miratzdodim, and the Chatzaitzes would stop, and the Shofar would be Marech to demonstrate Mitzvah Sayom B'Shofar. And on Tainis Sibur would be the reverse. They had two Chatzaitzes in the middle and two Shofars on the side. So the shofars would stop earlier blowing. They would blow simultaneously. So the shofar would stop blowing, and the chatzotzes would continue to blow on because mitzvah sayoim is bechatzotzes. So the Gemara is bothered with the kasha chav zainam and aleph on the fifth line from the top. We have an assumption that shekolu lo mishtami, that how are you yoytzei on Rosh Hashanah? How are you yoytzei the tkiyah shofar if they're blasting with the chatzotzes at the same time? And on the Tainis Sibur, how is anybody yotze with the chatzotzes if they're blasting with the shofar at the same time? So one could give a teretz that's why they're marech b'shofar and Rosh Hashanah. They keep on blowing. Kol zman they're both blowing simultaneously, the shofar and the chatzotzes, trei kolei lo mishtami, you're not yotze anything. But the Baal Tekeh continues to blow the shofar, and he's going to have a shia tkiya in the end, when it's not going to be a trei kolei. That's going to be quite a long kol al shofar. After the chatzaitzah is stopped, then he's going to continue to blow the shofar, Hashia Tekiah. That's how the Gemara suggests. And the Gemara says, so what it means is that you yotze with a half a kol. He's blowing a long shofar. I heard the second half. The first half I didn't hear because it was Trei Koli Lo Mishtami. So you yotze b'sof HaTekiah v'lo Tchilas HaTekiah. So sof HaTekiah is good if it has kashir. So mishtama hu adinam mitchilas HaTekiah v'lo sof HaTekiah should also be good. The Gemara says, why should you distinguish? That's the Pashtus. So then the Gemara is bothered with Akasha. The Mishnah says later, where is it? Look, come on. Mishnah says later, if he's Toka Barishayna, Mishnah Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the third line in the Mishnah, Toka Barishayna, Umashach Bishnia Kishtaim, means you have to have tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, tkiyah shvarim tkiyah. So toka berishayna tkiyah, he blew normally, shvarim. Then the tkiyah, the last tkiyah, after tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, he blew so long, he had in mind that this should serve as the tkiyah achrayna for the first tashat, and the tkiyah rishayna for the next one. O moshech bishniyah kishtayim. And he blew the second tkiyah so long that it should serve as two tkiyahs. So it says in the Mishnah, it doesn't count as two. Ein biyado elachas. Ein biyado elachas. What does that mean? So the Pashup Pshat, the Ran, the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch quotes two Pshatim from the Ran. The Pashup Pshat in the Mishnah, Ein biyado elachas, he wanted the second Tkiah to count as two. It should count as the Tkiah Achreina after the Shvarim and the Tkiah Rishani before the next Shvarim. The Mishnah says wrong. Ein biyado elachas, it only counts as one. It counts as a Tkiah Achreina following the Shvarim. The Ran has another pshat, however, achumre, in biyado alachas, he's not yotze anything with that tkiyah, he's only yotze the first tkiyah. He was toka, that's how the Mishnah describes, toka berishayna, he blew a tkiyah, then he blew a shvarim, then he blew a long tkiyah, the length of two, and he had in mind on the first half of that tkiyah should be the tkiyah achrayna for the shvarim. Second half should be the tkiyah rishayna for the next shvarim. And biyod alachas, the tkiyah rishayna is good. And this tkiyah is not oila for anything. Why shouldn't it be oila for anything? Why not? So the Ran suggests maybe that's considered like kavana shelo lotzis. The Gemara is going to have a whole machloikis here with a mitzvah sviches kavana, a mitzvah saint sviches kavana. The sugi appears in Rosh Hashanah with respect to mitzvahs deraisa. Tkiyah shayfa Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah deraisa. Then the sugi appears in the end of Psochem and the mitzvahs derabbanan. There the Gemara is talking about Mora b'zman hazeh. Mora b'zman hazeh is only with the Rabbanon. B'zman she'en beis ha-migdush kayam, the Gemara says Mora is only with the Rabbanon. So that's what Tosfos points out. They're two different sugyas, and they quote different marmekaymus in each sugya, because the machloikas tanoim and the machloikas amoraim, where the mitzvah tzichos kavona, there is room to distinguish between their rices and their Rabbanons. The Ramban take paskens halacha l'maisa that there's a difference, that with respect to mitzvahs, their rice, the Ramban is in maseches brochas, on the bottom of the riff, and the mochamas. So Ramban thinks that by mitzvahs deraisa we should pass a mitzvah sichas kavana, by mitzvahs derabbanan mitzvah saint sichas kavana. That's the achrasa Ramban. Where does he get this from? He got it from the Gemara in Brochas. The Gemara says that You have to have kavana by pasuk rishon, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. And for the rest, you don't have to have kavana. So the Ramban explains why. So he said, because pasuk rishon is deraisa. The different opinion is how much of kriya shema is deraisa. So the Ramban thinks only pasuk rishon, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. And Rashi, the first Rashi, the beginning of Brocha, seems to hold parsha rishona is deraisa. Tosis there on the first Tosis in Brocha seems to disagrees with Rashi. Seems to think that the two parshias deraisa. But Yoimer is a different mitzvah. Yoimer has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Yoimer is the mitzvah of Zechiyus Tzias Mitzrayim, which you have to fulfill b'chol yoim, b'yoimer b'alayla. And then the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema deraisa is Gimel Parshios. That's a surprising Rambam. That Vayomer is recited as part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema deraisa. We usually assume that it's a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Zechiyus Tzias Mitzrayim. So the Rambam writes not so the Prima Godim. And it's psichat Hilchas Kriya Shema writes that there are four shitas. How much of Kriya Shema is deraisa? The Ramban holds only pasuk rishon. Rashi holds parsha rishona. Tosfos holds shtei parshios rishonas. And the Rambam writes mefurish all the gimel parshios are for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So why does the Gemara distinguish between pasuk rishon and need kavana and the rest not? So everybody learns pasuk pshat. The whole idea behind the mitzvah of Kriya Shema deraisa is to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim. So you have to have kavanas pirush hamilus and the pasuk rishon, but kavana lot says the machlekes for the mitzvah sichas kavana. Mitzvah sichas kavana doesn't go on kavanas pirush hamilus. It goes on kavana lot says. So it could be that you do need kavana lot. It could be you don't need kavana lot. What does one have to do with the other? The Gemara then brachas is distinguishing pasuk rishon needs kavanas kabbalos hamachus shamayim. You need kavanas pirush hamilus. That's why. So the Ramban says, and don't tell me that there's a difference. No one understands why not. And don't tell me that there's a difference. That's talking about kavanas pirush hamilus and the sugya mitzvah is kavana. It's talking about kavana lotzeis. It's all about talya. If you don't require kavana lotzeis, then you wouldn't require kavanas pirush hamilus. And if you require kavanas pirush hamilus, it's all on the premise that you need kavana lotzeis. We don't really understand the Ramban, why he thinks that the two are totally separate. What does one have to do with the other? But that's the Ramban's hachra, because the Gemara said pasuk rishon you need kavanas pirush hamilus, and the rest of the parsha you don't need. The rest of the Kriya Shema you don't need kavanas pirush hamilus. So that's an indication that pasuk rishon is the rice and mitzvichas kavana, and the rest is the rabbanan and mitzvah saint tzichas kavana. Magen Avraham didn't have a mochamas. It was printed in Vilna Shas. He was before the Vilna Shas. The Magen Avraham didn't have a mochamas from the Ramban. He quotes this from the Radvaz. And the Machlokes HaRishonim had a paskin where the mitzvah sichas kavana, mitzvah zain sichas kavana. So he says that the Radvaz makes this achra, that by mitzvah deraisa we paskin mitzvah sichas kavana, by mitzvah derabana you paskin mitzvah zain sichas kavana. So now many Rishonim say, not all the Rishonim agree, this is the way it's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch. Even if you'll hold that mitzvah zain sichas kavana, that means if your mind is blank, but if you have explicit kavana shalalot says, then for sure you're not yotze. So that's how the Ran presents this. If toka barishayna, he blew the tkiya before pshuta lefaneha. He blew the tkiya before the shvarim. Then he blows the shvarim. Then he blows toka bishniya, mashach bishniya kishtai. Mashach means he blew a long tkiya. Pshuta lachrea was very long, and he intended that it should serve both as the pshuta shalachrea after the first shvarim, and the pshuta lefanam before the next shvarim. So since he had kavana on the end of the tkiya that it should not serve for the pshuta lachrea, it should serve for the pshuta lefaneha, and the beginning of the tkiya had in mind that it should not serve for the pshuta lefaneha, it should serve as the pshuta shalachrea for the first one. And you can't break a tkiya in half. That's what the Gemara says. We're going to get to that Gemara now. You can't break a tkiya in half. So that's the equivalent of kavana shalolotzis. So this second tkiya that he blew so long is not oil for anything. It's not oil for the pshuta lachreah for the first shvarim, and it's not oil for the pshuta lefanah of the second shvarim, because he had kavana shalolotzis in the middle. That's psamachudish dikashita. That's called kavana shalolotzis, because he intended that it should be. He wants to be yotzit tkiya shofar. He thought that this is acceptable. So the rabbi tells him, not acceptable. Okay, so I'll blow a little more. But why is that called kavana shalolotzis? Because he thought that he's up to the pshuta lefanah, and he's really still holding by the pshuta lachrea. That's a mechudish dikashita. Akapanim, the Gemara quotes that Mishnah. So the Gemara here, and Chav Zayman Al quotes the Mishnah. So the Gemara says again, in the Beis HaMikdash, how was anybody yotzei? It's straight kol ilo mishtami. So the first Gemara says, oh, lekach ma'arech b'tkiyah. That's why on Rosh Hashanah the b'tkiyah continues to blow, and he'll have to blow kishia t'kiyah after all the noise subsides, after the noise when the chatzaitzah is in. And on a tiny siba, when the mitzvah is to listen to the chatzaitzah, so after the people blowing the shofar stop making noise, then the one who's blowing chatzaitzah continues to blow the shia that's necessary. So you hear it with the second half, even though the first half you didn't hear because trekol the lamishami, you hear it with the second half. So the Gemara says, no, if you hear it with the second half without the first half, well, then Ami should be able to be hear it with the first half without the second half. So why does the Mishnah say, Moshach Mishneh, Kishnai Mem Yodol Achas, however you read it, that he has nothing, or he has, it counts as the Pshutu Shalach Reho of the first Shvarim? Why shouldn't you say the first half is with the first half of the long Tkiah, he's Yotze Pshuta Lachreho for the first Shvarim, and for the second half of the Tkiah, if you hear the first half without the second half without the first half, it's Oila, so let it be Oila Lakana Lakana. So Gemara says, no. That stunt doesn't work. Even if you all Yotze the first half without the second half, if it has the Kishir Oirech, in the second half without the first half, but you can't say that one Tkiah is Oila Lakana Lakana. You can't say one Tkiah counts as two Tkiahs. Shoin. So then the Gemara says, more kashas. How can it be that you yotze the beginning of the tkiah without the end of the tkiah and without the beginning? Gemara says, no, the real teretz is a different teretz. So they quote the Braisa, that although there is a din shrekoli lo mishtami, but bahalal b'megila afilo asorakorim is also acceptable. When you're listening to halal, when you're saying, I'm listening to halal. I'm not saying my own halal. I'm being yotze shemei koinah for nechazen. And there's a whole choir and everybody's screaming at the same time. Mikra Megillah, different people screaming Mikra Megillah at the same time. So how can you say that you yotze if 10 people are screaming simultaneously? What happened to the rule, Trei Koli Lo Mishtam? So Gemara says, Kiv Nechaviv, Yaiv Daite. Halal comes once in a long while. Megillah comes once a year, twice a year. So since it's a Dabba Chaviv, so then you say, Yaiv Daite, can pay attention, and will be Trei Koli, will be Mishtami. So the Gemara says, Salchanani, by the Tkiyah Shofar, that's right by the end of the narrow lines when it becomes the wide lines on Chav Zayin and Aleph. So the Gemara says, Hachanami by the Tkir Shaif Kev and the Chaviv, it's only once a year, Tkir Shaif, Yaib Daita Vishama. I say, why does the Mishnah say that in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah, the one blowing Shaif would be Marich? If I was Yotze the Shia Tkir while they're blowing simultaneously, so why does he have to be Marich? So the Gemara says, no, it's not that in order that I should hear the second half. People should know that the Ikar Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah is B'tkiyah Shofar. You want to emphasize that. So the simple Maskonas HaGemara is that you're not Yotze with the Tchilas HaTkiyah without the Sof Tkiyah. You're not Yotze with the Sof Tkiyah without the Tchilas HaTkiyah. The whole Tkiyah you have to hear the whole Tkiyah from the beginning to the end. You can't be Yotze with here. Some of the Rishonim split the Psak. They distinguish between the first half and the second half. It's difficult for the Gemara. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that you don't say like that. Then the Gemara has a very fascinating comment that the Shofar in the Beis HaMikdosh was Piv Mitzupe Zohov. So the Gemara says, Piv Mitzupe Zohov. That's pretty expensive to put all gold coating on the Shofar. And the Tanya Sibu was Piv Mitzupe Kesef. It had silver coating. Silver is less expensive. Fine, there's an Indian of he the mitzvah, noye mitzvah, to be hisnoy lefon of a mitzvah, is to make everything fancy, shmancy, delancy. But on the other hand, there's a consideration of HaTorah Chosam Amonim Shal Yisrael. They're going to spend so much money to have Pim Mitzvah. So which of these two considerations outweighs the other one? So the Gemara says, Afilu Hachi, that's on the fifth wide line. Afilu Hachi, Kvod Yontif Odif. Despite the fact that HaTorah Chosam Amonim Shal Yisrael, Mishum Kvod Yontif, so it's Kedai to spend even much more money, that it should be Pib Mitzupe Zav as opposed to Pib Mitzupe Kesef. So the Mefarshim explain why is Kvod Yontif Odif. They say based on the Gemara, in the beginning of the second parak in Beitza, the Gemara says that Kol Mezonosim Shal Adam Tzuvin Loi Mi Rosh Hashanah Le Rosh Hashanah. Then the Shamayim, the Goy say, how much Parnasa are you going to make in the course of the year? Chutz Mehoitzoel Shabbosis V'yamim Tovim and Talmud Torah for his children. That the money is spent l'kvod Shabbos and money is spent l'kvod Yontif, that's not part of the cheshbon. If it was nigzim and hashemayim, a person should bake whatever $200,000. and then he's going to spend a lot of money a year, and then he's going to spend a lot of money on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's not oilif in the cheshbon. So if you have the money to spend, you shouldn't be cheap about it. Mishum kvod Yom Tov, you should spend it, and you'll, that money will be reimbursed. You'll get back all of it. Lavu alai vani parea. That's how the Gemara says. If you don't have money to buy food for Shabbos, so the Gemara says, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, lavu alai vani parea, borrow money and buy lekvod Shabbos, and don't worry, I'll pay you back the money that you'll borrow, because whatever you spend for a Talmud Torah, for your children, and for kvod Shabbos and kvod Yom Tov is not oil. So that's perhaps the pshat, that's how this forum, right? That's perhaps the pshat here. Kvod Yom Tov, if there's no concern of HaTorah Chosam HaMon HaShay Yisrael, the money will come in. We don't have to worry about everybody going broke. Since it's lekvod Yom Tov, the money will be reimbursed. What is the Gemara worried about? A Torah Chosam, a Manu Shal Yisrael. Comes out to a nickel. Each person is a nickel each person.
That much.
If that much, yeah. I don't know.
But look, as far as we say that in the Bisa Middash, we always do like Ashir of things. Why doesn't the Gemara just bring that as
a mm-hmm. I don't know. Ein Ashir is Mavakam Ani is even on the weekdays, not only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. I don't know.
How come we don't nowadays, like in South Africa, like gold or silver? Or something?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Here the Gemara has the famous sugya where the mitzvah sichas kabbana chav chesam and aleph going over chav chesam and beis, and the top of chav tesam and aleph goes on and on and on and on. Whether mitzvah sichas kabbana or not, the Gemara puts together. If you hold, let's say the Baal Tekeh blow shofar and I'm listening. So if you hold mitzvah sichas kabbana, then he has to have kabbana to be mitzi me. And I have to have kavana lots. But if you hold mitzvahs, ain't zvichas kavana, not only if I blow shofar myself for practice, I wasn't planning to be yotze. I thought I'm practicing, and I plan to be yotze later on. I didn't have kavana shalolot says, but I was only practicing. So if you hold mitzvahs, ain't zvichas kavana, you yotze, even though you didn't have kavana lots, so you don't even need kavana lahotze and kavana lots when it's shamer koina. That's how it says in the Gemara. When you get to the maskana of the Gemara on the top of Chav Tesam and Aleph, so the Gemara says some of the Amoraim would mention to the Baal Takeah, Ichavin et Tikali, have me in mind when you blow shofar to be mitzi me. So if the Gemara comes to the conclusion that you have to say Ichavin et Tikali, so it sounds like we should paskin, at least by mitzvahs deraisa like shofar, the mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. Is it possible to paskin mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana on a mitzvah deraisa? And still you have to have a chavin at Kali. So that's where the Baal HaMor comes in. The Baal HaMor says, once you get to the Maskanas HaGemara, this connection is not necessarily mukhrach. The beginning of the sugya, the whole chav chesam and basic, the Gemara is working on an assumption that kavon alahotzi and kavon alotzis, when you say shemeh koinah, the Baal Tekeh blows and he's mitzi everybody in shul, that he has to have kavana to be mitzvah them, that's only if you hold mitzvichas kavana. If they didn't be mitzvah, mitzvichas kavana, so you don't even need kavana lahotzi when you might see somebody else. But the Baal HaMor claims, once you get to the maskana, they're two different things. You can say on mitzvahs deraisa, also mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. That's if you're doing the mitzvah yourself. But if someone else is blowing shofar and you're listening, and you're yaitzeh, then you need, that's li'kuvah. In order to apply the rule of shamea ka'ina, you have to have kavana samashmiya, the kavana samashmiya. The Rishonim ask astira, the Mefarshim on the Rambam ask astira. The Rambam says, "Kafuhu biochal matzah." A person was kidnapped by Nochrim, and they forced him to eat matzah. It happens to be Pesach night. He would rather eat matzah in the middle of the Seder, in the middle of Haggad and Seir Brache, but the Goyim don't let him, and they're forcing him to eat matzah. So he didn't have kavanah lotzis. He didn't have kavanah shalal lotzis. He didn't have kavanah. So the Gemara discusses that. In the context of the Shaila of Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. So the Rambam paskins Yiwa Yotze. Kafu v'yochal matzah yotze. So he means that Mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavana. Nonetheless, on Rosh Hashanah, in Hilchas Tkir Shofar, the Rambam says you have to have, when the Baal Tekeh blows, he has to have in mind to be Motzi all the people, and I have to have in mind to be Yotze with him. So isn't it a contradiction So Rav Soloveitchik said that he heard from his grandfather Rav Chaim that the Rambam probably holds like the Baal HaMor, that Kavanah Lahotzi and Kavanah Lahotzi is separate. That's in order to affect the din of Shamei Kohenah, you have to have Kavanah Mashmiya and Kavanah Shamei. If you do the mitzvah yourself, mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavanah, but if you want to rely on someone else's reciting of Kiddush HaHavdolah, Tkiyah Shofar, for that you need Kavanah Shamei and Mashmiya. The standard Mepharshim don't say like that. The standard Mepharshim say that based on the Ran, that the Gemara raised the possibility that maybe there's a difference. The last line of Chav Chesam and Aleph and the top line of Chav Chesam and Beis. So the Gemara raised the possibility you should split between the various mitzvahs. Maybe Achilas Matzah should be mitzvahs Ein Tzvichas Kavana and Tkiyah Shofar should be mitzvahs Tzvichas Kavana. Why should be a difference between Achilas Matzah and Tkiyah Shofar? So Rashi on the bottom of Chav Chesam and Aleph refers you to a Gemara increases that Misasik b'chalov marais chayv shekein nehena. If a person doesn't aver b'shegeg, which if he would have done the mezid, he would have been chayv kareis. So if he violates the aver b'shegeg, he has to bring a korban chatas. What if it's not only b'shegeg, his mamish bin misasik? He didn't even realize what's going on. He didn't realize b'chalal what the circumstance was. Not that it was a shegeg, he didn't know the din. Didn't realize the circumstances, so sometimes we call that misasek. So misasek doesn't even have to bring a korban chatas at all, except for bias asuris and macholas asuris shekein nehena. So the maisa aveira of bias asuris and macholas asuris relates to me, even though I was misasek, is considered that I did it, and I am chayv chatas b'shegeg. So that's how the Rashi and the Ran interpret that. That's the pshat in the Gemara by me. Mitzvahs, the opinion in the Gemara that mitzvah sichas kavana is because without kavana it's considered as if you're misasik, as if it happened by itself. So matzah is shekein nehena, so that you wouldn't apply misasik over there. I would say shekein nehena, the maisa achila relates to him. But tkiyah shofar, there's no shekein nehena, so there the concept of misasik would apply. So if one is not miskavin to be yotzei, I would call that a misasik. So that's what many Mepharshim assume, that that's the teretz on the Rambam. Why the Rambam split between, not that he split between Shamea Ka'ina needs Kavana Shamea Mashmiya, as opposed to mitzvahs that you do on your own, mitzvahs Ein Tzvichas Kavana. No, that's not the difference. The difference doesn't say in the Gemara. The Baal HaMor says like that. Today, if you ask anybody, everybody says like that. Of course you need Kavana Shamea Mashmiya. For Shamea Ka'ina, you have to have Kavana Lahotzi and Kavana Lahotzis. That's what the Baal HaMor says, but the Gemara doesn't say like that. So others said so the standard pshat in the Rambam is different. That the Rambam meant to split between Achilas Matzah and Tkiyah Shofar, like the Gemara raised the Havamina like that. That by Matzah we should say mitzvah saying Tzichas Kavana, and by Tkiyah Shofar should be mitzvah Tzichas Kavana. This is really a question when the Baal Tekeh blows shofar and everybody listens and they're all yotzei, b'toras what are they yotzei? So today it's usually assumed that everybody's yotzei based on Shamea Ka'ina. Just like if I say Kiddush Abdullah for someone else, I say Kiddush and Abdullah and everyone listens, they pay attention, you say Shamea Ka'ina. So the same is by shofar.
Gemara says that Bel Matzah Yatzah. So you see that you don't need to get enough reading the Matzah. So maybe Misasek wouldn't be yotzei.
I mean, if you didn't chew the matzah, the Gemara said, if you didn't chew the matzah, you just swallow a lump, a chunk of matzah. So how can you say shekein nehena? He's not getting any hana. Okay, it's an interesting kasha. Okay. The Avnei Nezer has a correspondence with his brother. The Avnei Nezer's the brother wrote him a letter that he heard from the father. That when the Baal Tekeh blows shofar, everybody in Shul is yotzei based on Shemei Ka'ina. So Avnei Nezer Tainis, what kind of Shemei Ka'ina? Shemei Ka'ina is when you say something that has contents to it. Someone says Kiddush, someone says Avdolah, someone says Bichas Hamozim, whatever. He reads Parsha Zohar, he reads the Megillah, he says Shemei Ka'ina. If you pay attention, it's considered as if you said it yourself, as if you read the Megillah from the Klaf. But let's say there's a mitzvah to Klap Haman. So one person is going to wind the graga, and everybody's listening, and all yotzei v'shamei ka'ina is if they all clap tamar. No, it's a mitzvah to make noise. There's nothing to pay attention to. What's shamei ka'ina? That's Badamne Nezer Tainus. He says, you must be mistaken, the father never said that, can't be. Shemei Kaina doesn't apply to Tkiya Shofar. So how is everybody Yotze with Tkiya Shofar? So he says, it's Betorah Shlichas. I usually assume there's no Shlichas on a mitzvah, so he strains himself and he works hard and explains why Shlichas can't apply over here. A lot of Achrenim write like that, that is Shlichas. But then, if it's two letters later, they kept on corresponding back and forth, two letters later, he finally gave in, and he said, maybe you are right, because the simple reading of the sugya on Chavtes, on the base, the end of the third perek, is that the Baltikeh who blows is might see everybody like one who says Kiddush and Abdullah is might see everybody. It's based on Shemei Koine. I hot taina that how can you say Shemei Koine is just making noise? It's not just making noise. We assume that Kiya Shofar is a form of tefillah. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of all of our needs. He knows better than us what our needs are. That's also, you also apply Shemei Koine. That's the Pashtus, that is not based on Shlich, it's rather based on Shemei Koine. Yeah?
Can the mitzvah be to listen to the shofar? Can that be the mitzvah itself?
That's the question. That's a discussion, the Shag. Asariya, many have that discussion, because the Mishnah says, Mishenim b'chui b'dover, and imotzi asarabim midei chayvosim. If a goy is going to blow shofar, or a woman is going to blow shofar, cheri shofar v'kot, one is not m'chui, he's going to blow shofar, so no one is yotzis. If the mitzvah is Shemiyah, so why am I not Yotze? I'm listening. So it sounds like the mitzvah is tekiya, and he has to be a bar chiyuva. So when he blows, he's Yotze. And then we point him as a shliach, or we say shenei koine, so it's considered as if we also blew the shofar. You can't say that the mitzvah is only shmiyah. You have to say that the tekiya is also something. It plays a role over here. You can't just say that it's just Shmiyah. That's what you see from the Mishnah, Chav Tesem and Al Mishani Mechui Bedavir, and Motzi Yisrael Medei Chavosim. I remember one summer I was on vacation in the mountains, and a woman called me up from Eretz Yisrael. She was on the phone for 45 minutes long distance. She was ready to fall to pieces, get a nervous breakdown. How can it be that if a woman blows Shofar, that the people are not Yotze? What's so difficult to understand? A woman is not Mechui Bedkiya Shofar. What? We discriminate against the women. She knows she potter from shofar. That didn't bother her. That she's potter from shofar, that didn't bother her. It bothered her if she's blowing shofar, she doesn't know how to blow shofar. She barely knows how to read the siddur. So, she's for 45 minutes, long distance from Eretz Yisrael, she was hacking. Why do we discriminate against the women that even if they blow shofar, the people can't be? I said, I don't know what's so difficult to understand. A lot of times people make a mistake. Let's say the father's away for Shabbos, and the mother asked the little boy that he should say Kiddush. The little boy is not bar mitzvah, and the mother is bas mitzvah already. So the mother can't be yotze with the Kiddush of the little boy. The mother should say the Kiddush. European women never want to say the wrong Kiddush in their own Abdullah. That an almana says the wrong Kiddush in Abdullah. So they always wanted to have a man say the Kiddush. So when the husband wouldn't be around, so they'd ask the son to say. If the son is post bar mitzvah, if the son is a cotton, so the Mishnah says a cotton can be might see the others.
Should men who are going home to make Abdullah for like their wives or their mothers or something, should they not hear Abdullah in shul? Because are women chayv in Abdullah that could be Yatsam Motzin?
There's a machlokes harishonim whether women are mechuyev in havdala or not, right? Gemara says that Zoch v'shamer b'divrei echad nemar, that's this Gemara by Trei Koli lo Mishtami. And Chav Zayinam and Aleph, so the Gemara starts quoting the beginning of the Brisa, Zachar v'Shamar, the Luchas Rishonah says Shamar, the Luchas Shniyah says Zachar. So the Gemara says they were both proclaimed simultaneously. What's the significance of Zachar v'Shamar? So the Gemara said there's a hekesh, that Zachar is a mitzvah sesay, and Shamar is a mitzvah sleses, and they're both Zman Grama. So despite the fact that Kiddush is a mitzvah sesay, Zman Grama is based on Zachar, nonetheless, women are mechuyev because it's hukash to Shamar. And Shamar is a loisais to Shazman Grama. Shamar Shabbos means one who doesn't do a malacha on Shabbos. So women are mechuyev and Kiddush just as well as men. So that's a big machlokes, Rambam and the Magen Mishnah. What about women mechuyev and Havdalah or not? Do you say just like they're mechuyev and Kiddush, they're mechuyev and Havdalah? Or do you say not so? So because of that machlokes, and that's what we say, a man should never say Havdalah for a woman. If you have another man that doesn't know how to say Abdullah, so he can say Abdullah a second time to be Moitzi the man. Or the children don't know how to say Abdullah, so he has to say Abdullah for his sons. But if he has his wife and his daughters, so because half of the Rishonim hold, some of the Rishonim hold, we pass Kamikra Din women, I'm even up though, bottom line. But we're chayshish for those opinions. So because there was a minority opinion that women are exempt from Abdullah, the Rambam Chayv in Kiddush, so it's not right that a man should say Abdullah a second time only for the women. He can stay in shul when they say Abdullah. He should have Kavanah Shalom Lotzeis. So when he says Abdullah at home, he's saying for himself and for his wife, not just for the wife. Yes, yeah, so women are potter from Tkiya Shofar. It's a mitzvah says in Shazmarah Groma. And the woman cannot be the Baal Tekeh and Shul to be Moitzi, everybody in the Shul. Is a woman allowed to blow Shofar for herself? Is a woman permitted to blow Shofar for herself? So that's a machlokes HaTanaim on Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph. If a woman wants to blow Shofar, are you ma'akvim as Hanoshim or a ma'akvim as Hanoshim? So it's a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So the Gemara says, good, it's a machlokes HaTanaim. Loi kasha harab yudah harab yasi. The first Torah's Kohanim, the first Sifra and the Vayikra, presents this machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Yossi. The din is that the mitzvah of smicha and karbanos is only on men. The word b'nei Yisrael usually comes to be memayit either b'nos Yisrael or comes to be memayit gerim. Comes to be memayit somebody. That's the first shach in Yeridei, on the first page in Yeridei. He discusses, how do you know when to darshan b'nei Yisrael lemaitas hagerim and when you don't darshan lemaitas hagerim? So he says you have to have a feel for it. You have to be a Tana to know when it has the mashmas of Lamaitas Hagerim. So here, we're not going to, we're Mamait women. What do you mean? Women can't bring a carbon oil? No, women can bring a carbon oil, but if they bring an oil, they're not Mechayiv to do smicha. B'nai Yisrael Samcha, men B'nai Yisrael Samcha. So a woman is not Mechayiv to do smicha. What if the woman wants to volunteer to do smicha? Is she allowed to? So that's a Machalekis Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yaisi. Yeah, how do we paskin? So Taisus says, we have a klal, Rabbi Yossi Nimuka Ima. Rabbi Yossi was very sharp. So whenever it's a machlokes Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yossi, Ruba de Ruba, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. So Taisus thinks we should pass like Rabbi Yossi, Noshim Samchas Rishus. If they want to, they're permitted to do smicha. What exactly is the machlokes HaTanaim? If women are permitted to volunteer to do smicha. So Rashi, on Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph, interprets that the machlokes HaTanaim is that there's a din of Baal Taisif. And there are two kinds of Baal Taisif. There's one Baal Taisif, instead of having Dalad Minim, you're going to add a couple of more roses and lilacs and other flowers there. And instead of Dalad Parshios in the Tefillin, you're going to add a fifth Parsha in the Tefillin. So you're doing a mitzvah deraisa b'hoi sofa, and then there's another Baal Taisif. You're adding on to the mitzvahs. The guy makes up a new Yantif. He celebrates a new Yantif. It's another kind of Baal Taisif. So Rashi learns that's a machlokes HaTanaim. If a woman will volunteer to shake a lulava, to sit in sukkah, to blow shofar, she's volunteering mitzvah says she's mangram, and that she's pata from. So Rabbi Yudah holds that it's Baal Taisif, and Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not Baal Taisif. That's how Rashi learns. Taisif does not like Rashi's pshat. They say they can't believe that there's going to be Baal Taisif. The Gemara has all over a concept of eni mitzvah v'yoyse. It's not like inventing a new yontif. In addition to Pesel Shavuos, I'm going to invent a new yontif. The Gemara says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about seems to talk about Baal Taisif. In the days of the second Beis Hamikdash, they added on many Yamim Tovim and the Rabbanim. Those are the Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainis. And you're only allowed to observe those Yamim Tovim because they're Zekiyim Deraisa, because they conform to the rules and regulations of Megillas Tainis, means that the Yamim Tovim has something to do with the Beis Hamikdash. But if you have a yontif that you're inventing, a new yontif has nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash, then it will be a violation of Baal Taisif. Unless, let's say, a family celebrates their wedding anniversary. So that's not Baal Taisif, or they're celebrating a birthday party or something. That's not Baal Taisif, because the rest of the Jews in the world are not celebrating their wedding anniversary. If the Jews all over the world celebrate something, so then it smacks like a yontif, so then it's going to be an issue of Baal Taisif. If only one community in Europe, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharam al Shakar in Hilchas Purim, that whenever a community had a Yeshua, so they used to make a celebration every year, and commemoration they would celebrate that city's Purim. And there's no, and the later Paskim explained, there's no Baal Taisif because only that city celebrated. The other cities in Europe didn't celebrate.
So, very much about Yom HaAtzmaut.
Yom HaAtzmaut is a problem unless you assume that the Medina looks like it's going to lead up to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Pashta says that it is going to lead up to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's called an Aschalta de Gula. Gula means Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And if you have, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, there are three mitzvahs you have to fulfill in a specific order: to establish a Jewish Medina, to wipe out Amalek, and then to build the Beis HaMikdash. To establish a Medina, that's going to lead, we assume it's going to lead to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. If a person thinks, that it's not right to refer to Hakamas Medina as Aschalta de Gula, then the Shitasi, he's not allowed to celebrate Yom HaTzmut. Then it's a violation of Al Tosef. The Natura Karta is a hundredth of a percent of a speck of the Jews all over the world don't celebrate Yom HaTzmut. That doesn't take off the Issa. The Jews all over the world celebrate Yom HaTzmut. There's hardly anybody in the Natura Karta. So the Jews all over celebrate Yom HaTzmut on the assumption that looks like it is going to lead up to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash.
What about
Lag Bomer? The Chasam Sefer says he has big problems with Lag Bomer. He has two tshuvas. So the first tshuva, he quotes the Pri Chodosh, who says that if you celebrate a Yontif all over the world and has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, then you're in violation of Baal Taisa. So all over the world, the whole celebration of Lag Bomer only was at Iliva Tachnam. So that doesn't bother him, because Tachnam is only a Rishus. He chose not to say, so that doesn't indicate that it's a Yontif. But he heard that in Meiron, they celebrate, they give haircuts to the children, and they dance, and they sing, and they play music, and everything. So he said, that's a Shaila Baal Taisef. In the first Shuvah, he writes, Yashacheli Avatline. If they listened to me, he would abolish the celebration of Lag Bomer the way it's observed in Meiron. Then the second Shuvah, he backs out from the whole Pri-Chodosh. But the Pashup Shat Nigmar is like the Pri-Chodosh. That if you celebrate a Yontif all over the world, Jews all over the world are going to celebrate a day that's not one of the Yom Tovim Deraisa, and has nothing to do with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Pashtus and Nimar, that's Baal Taisa.
So how's it now that most of the Jewish population celebrate?
Right, but we don't. How do we celebrate? We leave our Tachnun.
People get haircuts,
or
singing dances, bonfires,
and arrows. Okay, so according to the Chacham Sofer, you shouldn't make the bonfires and shouldn't sing and dance. Okay. Most of the Amitavim and Megillah Steinis, there was no Issa Malacha. And still, the Gemara seems to say there would have been an Issa Baal Taisef, if not for the fact that they're going to lead up. They all had a Shaychas with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So again, so Rashi learns that the Machlokes Habyud and Rabbi Yosi, whether women are permitted to blow Shofar, women are not Mukhiv to blow Shofar. It says Magrama, women permitted to. So Rashi learns that's the Shaila Baal Taisef. Taisef finds it hard to believe. That's the concept of Eina Mitzuva V'Yosef. The Gemara says that Tosis has a Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, a famous Tosis. Even if you hold a Suma as part of Mikol HaMitzvah, but he can certainly volunteer to do the mitzvahs, women can certainly volunteer. So you can't say that that's Baal Tosif. So the Tosis has a different shot. Tosis quotes the Gemara Chagiga that we pass like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yude, Rabbi Yossi Nimuka Imo, so you should pass like Rabbi Yossi. Nashim Samchas Rishus. What do you mean? When you bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to leave smichas b'shtei yodayim. It's a difficult tagmiyonis and benazil there. There are many difficult tagmiyonis and benazils. I'm not sure exactly who wrote that tagmiyonis and benazil, but it wasn't written by Yonis and Benazil. That we know for sure. He didn't write. So he writes that when you do smicha and a carbon, you do with your right hand. It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says smicha b'shtei yodayim with both hands. So maybe it was written by a Tana who has the right to disagree with the Mishnah. Okay. So you do smicha b'shtei yodayim and you have to lean b'chol koichai. You have to lean on the animal. So the animal is a carbon. So what right do you have to lean on the animal? There's a pasuk l'sava b'b'chor sharecha v'l'sogas b'chor tzanecha. That's called giza b'avoida. So avoida is aser. Avoida is aser. It's not really me'ila b'hegdish. Me'ila b'hegdish means if I'm nene for the I'm not nene. I'm leaning on the animal because the halacha requires. I want to do a mitzvah. But I'm not really getting any. I'm not. If I'm exhausted and I lean on the, if I sit on the animal and ride on the animal instead of walking, that's me'ila behegdish. But if I lean on the animal b'chol koicha, that's avoida. The sava b'chol sharecha, that's the yisar avoida. So the Gemara says, how can you say nashim samchas rishus? They'll be in violation of avoida b'kachim. So the Gemara says, no, akufi yedaichu. They told him just float your hands on top of the animal's head, but don't lean on the animal. So it was really imitation smicha. It wasn't real smicha. It's like when the women have the women's prayer group, so it's an imitation minyan. So they leave out certain things and they say other things, and they have the psakim from the Gedolei Harabbanim, the Goyni Hador, that what they say and what they don't say. So what's the machlekes hatanaim then? So what's the machlekes hatanaim? If they're not leaning on the animal, so why is there machlekes abud Rav Yosi? If you don't hold like Rashi that is Baal Tosfos, so Tosfos says no. The chashash is Rav Yehuda holds that there should be a gzeira de rabbanon. We don't allow you even to do imitation smicha because you may make a mistake and do real smicha. They're going to see everybody else. All the other men are doing smicha b'chol koicha. They're leaning on the animal. So the men are mechuyif to do smicha, so they have no choice. So there's no isra avoyde b'kotchim. But the women are not mechuyif to, so they're not allowed to do smicha b'chol koicha. Rav Yehuda holds you make a gzeira de rabbanon. So what does Rav Yosi hold? Rav Yosi holds he's maskim. You should make a gzeira de rabbanon. There is such a gzeira de rabbanon. The Gemara says in Sukkot, let's say if 1 year there's no esrog, or there's no kosher lulav, so you shouldn't take a lemon. Kedesh alot tishtakach toras dalaminim. You shouldn't take a lemon or a lulav and make believe you're fulfilling the mitzvah and shake a dalaminim without a bracha, because we're afraid dilmanofik b'nei churva. Maybe a takola will come out. Maybe next year there will be a kosher esrog and the people will use the lemon, the same type of lemon that they used last year, and they'll think that you can say a bracha on it. The same thing it says, doesn't say in the Gemara, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you only have a pasul of shofar, you shouldn't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah with the pasul of shofar. But the children will not know that you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We want kedesh lo tishtakach mitzvah shofar. So the Achrayim say the same chashash that the Gemara says, dum l'nafik b'nei churva. If you're afraid that a kilkel will come out, that they may use this shofar next year, even though they will have a kosher shofar, and they'll make a mistake. They'll say a brachan on the use of the pasul of shofar. So you're not allowed to, that's what it says in the Gemara. Whenever you're afraid, are you permitted to do an imitation mitzvah or not? So the Gemara says the rule is, whenever you're afraid, nafik b'nei churva, a kilkel will come out, then you're not allowed to do an imitation mitzvah. That was the shaila that they raised. Is it permissible to do a zecher lahakel on Chalamot Sukkos following Shnas HaShemitah? So is it permissible for everyone to gather together by the Kosel HaMaravi, and they should have somebody read from the Sefer Torah? So that's what they do in Eretz Yisrael. The Aderis, who was the first father-in-law of Rav Kook, so he wrote a whole kuntris on zecher lahakel. So he writes that when he came to Yerushalayim in 1901, I guess, whenever it was, he came from Europe. So he found that was the meaning of the generation. They said the Malamdim all took the children on Chalamot Sukkos to the Kosel HaMaravi. They would all read from Chumash Dvarim to make a Zecher LaHakel. And he says he never heard that any kilkel came out, so he doesn't see what's wrong. We see that no kilkel can come out, so there's nothing to worry about. So they say that the Chazon Ish had a copy of the Sefer, this kuntris by the Adar, Zecher LaHakel. So he wrote on the outside cover, Ein lismach al mashe kosel kan. So everybody said, that's all of Frumah, if you'll be in Eretz Yisrael, Chalamot Sukkos is following Shnas HaShemitah. So I was there twice. I never went. I was busy doing other things. But the people who go say that it's beautiful when they have the Zecher LaHakel. But the Frumah boycotted because the Chazon Ish wrote, Ein lismach, you're not allowed to do. Why are you not allowed to do what's so bad? There was a Goyin HaGoyim. It was one of the greatest Gedolim in his time. He was known as a Pesach Mefursim, the Aderis. And that's the klal in the Gemara. So the Rabbi Natam learns that the machlekes Abi Rabbi Yosi is like this. The Gemara is the way we have the girsa in the Gemara Chagiga. The women are going to do smicha. It's not going to be b'chol koich. It's just going to be b'akufi yadaychem. Just going to have the hands floating on top of the animal. So there's no violation of avoda b'kotchim. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda says we don't allow it because dilma nafik b'nei churva. They may by mistake. They'll see all the men doing smicha b'chol koichem. They'll do smicha b'chol koichem. They have no heter. And Rabbi Yosi says, even though you're right, you should have made such a gzeir de rabbanon, but since the women, kedei lasas nachas ruach lenoshim, so it's permissible to violate such a din de rabbanon. So this is what leads the Rabbi Natam to develop his shita. The shaila is when the women volunteer to shake a lulabah to sit in sukkah, so should they say a bracha or not? Can they say asher kedushan b'mitzvos tzivanu? So apparently he's not worried about Doiv Ashkarim, because the women have the same Kedushas Yisrael as the men. So they can say Kedushana b'mitzvah Yisav. They have the same Kedushas Yisrael. They should have been Mechuyiv in Netilas Lulav. They have an exemption. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But they have the same Kedushas Yisrael. Abin Atam is only worried about Bracha Shein Tzricha, that the women are saying Bracha. Women are not Mechuyiv to do the whole mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. So why should they be volunteering at Bracha? So he says, well, we all know that bracha sheinu tzricha is only the Rabbanon. So since it's only the Rabbanon, so just like Rabbi Yossi allows kedei lasas nachas ruach lenoshim, we permit the women to do akufi yedach, even though there should have been exerid the Rabbanon. So we say you're allowed to violate exerid the Rabbanon kedei lasas nachas ruach lenoshim, to have an imitation mitzvah. So here also we would permit the women to say the bracha and the mitzvah says shazman grama, because it's only an isa de Rabbanon. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam, the long Taisa Islam in Gimel Amanal. That is the argument of the Rabbeinu Tam. This Rabbeinu Tam is based on the girsa that we have in the Gemara Chagiga, where the Gemara says that the women, Bizman HaMikdash, they followed Rabbi Yossi, Nashim Samchas Rishus, but only Bakufi Yadaichu. They only had their hands floating on top. They didn't lean B'chol Koichu. The Ravid has a Pirish on Torah's Koyhanim, where the Ravid came from Provence, so they often had totally different girsas in the Gemara. So the Ravid, the Miri also on Chagiga has a different girsa, different pshat on that Gemara. Miri was also from Provence. So the Ravid writes that the Machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yossi is when women volunteer, when anyone volunteers a mitzvah that he's not obligated to do, but he's going to have a kiyum mitzvah, but Torah ain't a mitzvah v'yosa. So the question is that doicha the iser of avoda b'kotchim? There's an iser to lean on. He understands the women are going to lean b'chol koicham, not a kufi yadaychum. It's not the way we have the girsa in the Gemara. They're going to lean b'chol koicham. It's going to be a violation of avoda b'kotchim. So the men are mechuyev to do smicha, so they have to do avoda. The women are not mechuyev, but if they volunteer the mitzvah, they have a kiyum. Is a kiyum mitzvah is doicha and iser or not? So he says another nafkamina in this machlekes will be if a woman wants to wear tzitzis and it's going to be shatnas in the tzitzis, it's going to be a beged shel pishton and it's going to be a chut tcheles, chutei tcheles is going to make it into shatnas. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's matar and iser deraisa. The woman's desire to volunteer as an eni mitzvah v'yosa, the mitzvah of tzitzis, will allow the woman to violate an iser deraisa. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, only an essay chiyuvi, an essay that's only a kiyumi, the person is doing eina mitzvah v'yosa would not be doicha. So it's really a machloikis Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid based on the two girsas in the Gemara Chagiga about the akufa yadaichu. So let's say someone's going to carry the shofar in the street in order to blow shofar for women. There's a woman who couldn't come to shul. She has a little baby. She doesn't feel well. So are you allowed to carry the shofar in the street to be blow shofar for the women? So the one question is, let's say there's no Erev. So one question is, Haitzah is prohibited on Yontif. Haitzah is one of the malachas. You're only allowed to do Haitzah if it's tzarech hayom ktzas. Some Rishonim say it's absolutely shalom tzarech klal. That a woman should hear tkiyah shofar is not a tzarech, shalom tzarech klal. We don't accept that opinion. We assume that it is l'tzarech. Maram Rutenberg said, you're allowed to carry the shofar in the street in order to blow for the woman. It is l'tzarech. But the question is, what kind of a street are you talking about? Are you talking about a Carmelis? Are you talking about a shus haram deraisa? So that's a further discussion in Poskim. Is it even considered a tzarech hayom ktzas because the woman wants to be an eina mitzvah v'yosa? She wants to hear tkiyah shofar. So is that even a tzarech hayom ktzas to allow you to carry the shofar in the Rishus HaRam or only in a Carmelis? The pashtus is even in a Rishus HaRam. The woman is going to have a kiyah ma mitzvah. So it is a tzarech hayom ktzas. How can you say it's not? How can you say shalot tzarech?
Isn't not
me
a good reason not to wear thing that
what kilkul can possibly come out? So let's say whenever you have a suffik deraisa lechumer, so you shouldn't do it because I'm a supik if this is a kosher esrei. This is the only thing I have. This, so you say you shouldn't shake the esrig because nothing b'nei churva. This is the only esrig. So you say safik deraisa l'chumra. Shake this esrig without a bracha. I don't think you would say because you have safik deraisa l'chumra. You have to do something. It's better to do me safik rather than to do nothing. I would think. I would think lecher. Anyway, these are the three birurim in the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Machlokes whether noshim samchas rishus or not, whether ma'akvim is anoshim militkaya or not. Rashi learns that it's a machlokes hatanoim, whether it's an isa baltesif. Rabbi Natam does not understand like that. Rabbi Natam understood that the noshim samchas rishus is only about kufi yadaychu. That's the girsa that we have in the Gemara Chagiga. It's only about kufi yadaychu, so it's only an imitation mitzvah. It's only kedei nachas lasis nachas ruach lenoshim. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow it because he's choshish. You're not allowed to do an imitation mitzvah whenever there's a chashash on nafik b'nei churva. Rabbi Yosi says that this consideration of lasis nachas ruach lenoshim is sufficient to allow the women to violate an isa d'rabban. And that's what the Rabbi Natam developed, his idea that the women are allowed to say the bracha, even though it's a bracha shenet zvicha, kadei lasas dachas ruach lenoshim. And the Ravid learns that you're allowed to be matam and isa d'raisa. That an ain't a mitzvah the yosi can allow you even to do smicha v'chol koicha.
Big chiddush.
What one? Yeah, that's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Mashmiya Kol. You're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos and Yontif, but on Rosh Hashanah, they will never go to the Makam Mitzvah. The Rama says that after you finish blowing shofar, you shouldn't continue to blow the rest of the day, because the Gzeirah applies to Rosh Hashanah also. You're not allowed to be Mashmiya Kol on Rosh Hashanah either. But Makam Mitzvah, they weren't Gozer. But after you finish the Mitzvah, they were Gozer. That's the question. Our practice is that we blow Mea Kolos. Tosis quotes on Lamed Gimel and Beis. Tosis quotes the Oruch, that there's a minig to blow Mea Kolos. So that minig to blow Mea Kolos allows you to violate the Yisra of blowing Shofar unnecessarily. It's problematic, but that's the minig. That is the minig. Yeah.
It even says you should encourage the children to blow the Shofar.
Yeah, the Gemara says children, boys.
Yeah, what's...
Yeah. No. No, the child wants to be Yotzei.
So not extra over and above.
No. The Kiyah Shefer, you encourage him to do. And women is a machlokes, whether you would prevent women from blowing Shefer or not. We mentioned that the simple reading of the Gemara in the third parak is that if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, then you don't need kavana lahotzi either. Then you yotzi with shemeh kaina, even if you didn't have kavana lahotzi and kavana lotzis. So that's what I think the Marashdam has a tshuva. In many communities they had a practice, many Chassidish communities they have the practice now also. The Gemara says there's a mitzvah to recite mea brachas b'chol yom. How exactly do you get mea brachas b'chol yom? So sometimes you have to be yotzi mea brachas with shemeh kaina. I don't say all these brachas myself. Other people say brachas, I say amen. So in many communities, they have a practice that in Shacharis, someone goes up to the Yomit and he says all the 15 brachas on Shachar, and everybody says amen. So all the people in the Shul are 15 brachas already. Then the next guy goes up, he says all the 15 brachas out loud, everybody says amen. Now you have 30 brachas. Next guy gets up, another 15 brachas, another 15, you have 60. So before you even start Shacharis, you already have your mea brachas, because he answered amen to 10 different people, said Brichas HaShachar. So you have each one, you say Amen, so Shemeh Kaina. So the Marashdam has an objection against this. He says that the way the Radva said that a mitzvah is deraisa, mitzvah is tzichas kavana. Mitzvah is derabana, mitzvah is tzichas kavana. So brachas are only made derabana. So you can be out to the bracha with Shemeh Kaina, even if you didn't have kavana lotzes. I have in mind I plan to say Brichas HaShachar later. I didn't have in mind explicitly Kavana Shalom Lotzeis. That's not called Kavana Shalom Lotzeis. That's not called Kavana Shalom, let's say, Hatokeh L'Shir. A person is blowing Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and he plans to go to Shul later. He's going to hear Tkiyas in Shul. So, but he plans to hear Tkiyas in Shul, so it's not called Kavana Shalom Lotzeis. So the Baal HaTanya points out, that's not called Kavana Shalom Lotzeis. Kavana Shalom Lotzeis means you have explicitly in mind not to be Yotzei now. So let's say the first guy says Brichas HaShachar, the other people in the shul don't have Kavana Shalom Lotzeis. They plan to say the Ram Brichas HaShachar later. In effect, it means that they don't have Kavana Lotzeis, but it's not considered Kavana Shalom Lotzeis, not considered yet negative Kavana. So if you hold the mitzvahs, the rabbanon and tzvichas kavanah, so you don't need kavanah shamei mashmei either. So all the people who said amen to the first one that said the 15 brachas, how did they get up later and say the 15 brachas themselves? They were yotzei already all the 15 brachas. Unless you have explicit kavanah, I don't want to be yotzei the bracha, I just want to be yotzei the bracha for the sake of mea brachas. You have to have that explicitly in mind. Kavanah shalolot, I don't want to be yotzei that, the mitzvah of the bracha, I want to be yotzei only mea brachas. No, most people don't have such fancy kavanah, so that's why the Marash Dam is wondering whether the practice is proper or not. If you hold mitzvahs the rabbanon and tzuchas kavanah, the Gemara says that it's totally zebzeh. If you hold mitzvahs kavanah, then you don't need kavanah lahotzi kavanah lotzis. And you yotzei with shemei kohen even if you didn't have kavanah lotzis. So then it'll be a bracha levatole when you say you're on. That's what it says when the Chazan says shechyanu on Leil Yom Kippur. So you don't. So the Achrenim say you should say along with the Chazan and finish before him, and then say amen when he finishes. You shouldn't wait till the Chazan finishes the bracha and then say Shachyanu. If you're going to say amen, according to many, you're yotze, even though you didn't have kavanah lotzis with the Shachyanu of the Chazan. Shachyanu is only a bracha de Rabbanon. Mitzvah is the Rabbanon, the Radvaz, Paskins like that, Ramban, mitzvah is ain't tzichas kavanah. If the mitzvah ain't tzichas kavanah, then not only don't you need kavanah when you do the mitzvah yourself, even Shemei HaKoneh wouldn't need kavanah. So you'll be yotze with the Chazan Shachyanu. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch, all the poskim recommend you should say along the bracha of Shachyanu with the Chazan.
So for Sha'ar Yom Tovim, do you have to have Kavanah
that
to be
Yotzei Shachyanu
when the Chazan makes it in Kiddush?
Yeah, okay. Correct. I mean, those here, they don't say Kiddush in the Yeshiva. And no shuls, but they say Kiddush. Yeah, you should really have Kavanah Shalom Lotzeis.
What about
Basir's
Aimer? Usually,
you should really say the bracha before the rabbi. You should chabay. It's the same thing. Hallel. Everybody usually the chazan and the bracha, the cross a hallel. Everybody says amen. Then they say their own bracha. So Rav Soloveitchik said that's questionable because it says by Leil Yom Kippur you shouldn't do that. Once you said amen to the chazan's bracha, the cross a hallel. It's like shachyanu. So according to many poskim, you yotzei already the bracha, even though you didn't have kavanah lotzi. Unless you have beferish kavanah shelo lotzis, but it has to be kavanah shelo lotzis. I have in mind to say my own bracha later. That's not the same as kavanah shelo lotzis.
If you are intending to say the bracha later, does that kind of apply to kavanah shelo lotzis? I mean, it's like
it's implicit, but that's not called. You see from the Gemara, that's not called kavanah shelo lotzis, because the Gemara talks about hatakel l'shir. He knows it's Rosh Hashanah, he knows it's a mitzvah. So when does he plan to hit Kiyah Shofar? He plans to hit Kiyah Shofar later. This is only Lashir. So if he plans to hit later, this Lashir is not Kavanah Shalolotzes. You see, Fingmar is not called Kavanah Shalolotzes. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a machlekes, whether mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, whether Tekeh Lashir is yet. That's what the Balatanya points at. My planning to fulfill a mitzvah later, and I don't have in mind now, that's not the same as Kavanah Shalolotzes. It has to be absolutely negative Kavanah. Kavanah shelo lotzis.
I think you said it's an issue. Let's say you know you're going to make hamotzi. If you say a shaka before bracha shem etzricha, so let's say you want to do it for the mei brachos, is that okay? Do you have a special kavanah for that?
That's a discussion in the poskim whether is there an isa bracha shem etzricha. If it's tzricha for some other purpose, I need to say a bracha in order to be etz mei brachos. So that's a big discussion. Poskim talk about that. And Pesach Chali is b'Shabbos. You want to break up the meal in the morning. You want to split. You got a bench, then wash again right away. So what do you mean? It's a bracha shein tzricha. But you want to be yotzi shalosh udas. So is that called? It's a bracha shein tzricha. It's not tzricha mitam the bracha, but it's tzricha for a different reason. I need it for the mitzvah of shalosh udas. Is that called tzricha or ain't tzricha? So that's a big discussion that poskim have. Yeah.
When singing
Tzumi
Shalom, the Gemara says you have that special part of the Lord.
Well, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes how we paskin whether mitzvah sichas kavanah or not. This is the Ramban's hachra. The Radvaz adapts this hachra, but half, one third of the Rishonim say that even mitzvahs deraisa is also in tzvichas kavanah. And then even if you hold mitzvahs tzvichas kavanah, but kavanah what? When you sing Tzum Shalor HaChalna, you want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the kavanah you have when you sing all his mirrors. Yimishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the kavanah. That is the kavanah. Well, you have to have kavanah for chapter and verse. The guy's an Amoritz, he doesn't know what chapter, he doesn't know where it says in the Chumash you have to say Birchas Amozim. He knows you have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving you the food and giving Eretz Yisrael. So that's what he says to him, Shalach Alam. He's thanking and praising the Rabbanu Shalom for giving us the food. So that is Kavanah Lotzis. What then? How can you have Kavanah Shalom Lotzis? He's saying to him, Shalach Alam, you have Kavanah to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the food in Eretz Yisrael. So that is Kavanah. One of the big issues on Rosh Hashanah is the topic of Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. Yontav Sheni Shel Golias was instituted, whenever it was instituted. The Yuvas HaGadim say it was instituted in the days of Yishua Ben Nun. When Reuven Gad Nechatz Shevet HaMenashe left after the 7 years of war were over, so Yishua Ben Nun said, farewell, have Atzlocha, and don't forget to observe Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, because you're never going to know when Yontav was. They're going to find out a month later when Yontav was. Whenever it began. So Yantav Sheni began as a real Sveika Diyana. Yeah, so that's why Yantav Sheni was only a Sofek. Yantav Sheni for Pesach and for Sukkot was only a Sveika Diyama. If you live far away from the Beis Havad, the location where the Bezin is declaring when Rosh Chodesh is. If you live nearby, so you're going to find that before Pesach, before Sukkot, before Shavuos for sure. Shavuos depends on what Pesach was. So Shavuos for sure, you're going to know when it was. Rosh Hashanah, the Yontif is on Rosh Chodesh. So even the people who live just 3 miles away, they're not going to know. How are they going to know? They live Chutz L'Trum, so no one can go and notify them that today is Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah was always a problem of Sveika D'Yama. Even in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah was always a problem of Sveika D'Yama. So they always used to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah. They didn't know which day was going to be Rosh Hashanah. If there's really a Sveika D'Yama Rosh Hashanah, how come you don't fast on Yom Kippur 2 days? The answer is, it's a sakana. It's a sakana to fast 2 days in a row. So why don't you abstain from Malach on both days? If it was when it was a real Sveika D'Yama, even Eretz Yisrael, there was a Sveika D'Yama, they didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was. So why didn't anybody ever fast? Chutz L'Aretz, how come no one ever fasted or observed Malach on 2 days Yom Kippur? So the Netziv in his commentary on Chumash has in the footnote in Parsha Samar, he writes, Rube de Rube, 499 out of 500 years, Lomatzina Elul Meuber. The month of Elul, Rube de Rube had 29 days. It was extremely rare that the month of Elul had 30 days. And the same thing, Rube de Rube, how did they ever count Sfira Saimer? How did they ever count Sfira Saimer at the time that there was a real Sveika D'Yomam? The Magen Avraham says that if a person counts, he doesn't know what day of Sfira it is. He lost track. He doesn't know whether it's number 16 or number 17. So I'll say a bracha and I'll say today is either 16th or 17th day of Sfira. So it's either 2 weeks and 2 days, or it's 2 weeks and 3 days. If you're not sure what day it is, so you're not yet a Sfira. So you have to know Bavadai. So if you're not sure, it's not a Sfira. So how did they ever count Sfira? Bizmanshi Kitchel Pieria. There was a real Sveika D'Yama, not just a make believe. Sveika D'Yama. So how do they ever count Sfira? What are you going to say? They never counted Sfira. Come on. It's not b'mashma on the Gemara. The Gemara should have said that there was a period of centuries where no one counted Sfira because there was a real Sveika D'Yama. So the answer is like the Netziv said, the Rube de Rube, Adar HaSamach Lenissen is Choser, is 29 days. And Rube de Rube de Rube, Lo Matzino Elom Liuba. Elom always has 29 days. So Mikar Edin, the Netziv says you have a right to rely on the Roiv. So the old Sveika D'Yama, even when there was a Sveika D'Yama, even as Mashi Kitchel Peria, the whole thing was a machlokes in Rishonim, whether it was a minig or a din derabbanan. But it was never really a Sveika D'Raisilchem. So that's why they never instituted this minig or the chumrim derabbanan regarding Yom Kippur, because they're afraid someone's going to die. It'll be boli de sakana.
Don't we see like in the Gemara Shemot on different places that they come and say that it was Mu'ubar, and then I think I forgot which Rebbe it was.
They're so annoying for telling me this, now I can fast for another day. So we see there are definitely stories in the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah that say that they did, if they found out it was Mu'ubar, they would. My Rosh Hashanah says that one of the Chachamim came to Bavel and they were eating on Yom Kippur. He knew when Yom Kippur, he had just left Eretz Yisrael, so he says the people in Bavel are eating Gishmak on Yom Kippur. They were observing Yom Kippur on the wrong day. Okay, so they found out it was the wrong day. Once in a while they found out they had made a mistake. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah was always a Sveika D'Yama, even in Eretz Yisrael. Mi'ikar Adin, deraisa. It's not a sveka deraisa lechomer. Then it seems says you have a right to follow the roif that lametzina elul roif noshim ropam lametzina elul miuber. But that was either the chumer with the rabbanon or a minig. There's a machloikas harishayim bisman hazeh after kviyas aluach where the yontav sheni is a minig or the rabbanon. But there's also machloikas koidim shekavu as aluach. It's not shekit shal piyariya. Rashi learns in the gemara that was also a machloikas amaroyim where the yontav sheni is a the rabbanon or a minig. No one held that it was a real sveka deraisa lechumer. So the question is, what about after they made the luach? We today don't have any more Sveka D'Yomim. And during the lifetime of Abai V'Rav, their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael, Hilla Sheni, made the Luach. So now you can know 10 years in advance when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, when Pesach, she was in Olo Yom Tovim, way in advance. So there's no longer a Sveka D'Yomim. So why do we still continue to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? So the Gemara in the beginning of Beitza says, they asked the Shaila of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, and Shulchan Meitan, they sent a letter to the Bnei Chutz Lords. They should still continue to observe the practice of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. So whatever part of the, usually, the Rambam said that it doesn't, the cutoff is not really Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlos. The Rambam says you have to draw a circle, a radius around Yerushalayim. Usually the Bezin who did the Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiyurim was in Yerushalayim, in the Bezin HaGadol, in Beis HaMikdash. So you draw a circle, so those who are close enough, so they would know, even if you live in Chutzlos. If you're within that radius, within that circle, so the shluchim vahigiyu, so they only have to observe one day Pesach and one day Sukkot. Those who are far away, even if they live in Eretz Yisrael, have to observe 2 days Yom Tov. That's what the Rambam writes. It doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Lords. It depends how close you are or how far away you are. Yeah, bizman shekid shel piyuriya, that was certainly the case. It depends on whether hashluchim higiyu or the shluchim lo higiyu. The question is bizman hazeh that they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael that everybody should still observe Yom Tov Sheni. Yizar b'minig avsechem edechem. So you still say like that. So the Rambam says, yeah, still like that. It all depends how close you are to Yerushalayim, how far away you are. And the minig olam is like the Ritvo. The Ritvo says that even though the Rambam is right, bizman shekid shel piyuriya till the days of Abai v'Rava, there was kiddush hachodesh shel piyuriya. So the observance of Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach Shavuot Sukkot didn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Lars, but rather depended on how close you are, how far away you are. But bizman hazeh, the cutoff is Eretz Yisrael Chutz Lars, and all over Eretz Yisrael is 1 day Yom Tov, and Chutz Lars is 2 day Yom Tov, 2 days Yom Tov. So the shaila is, what about Rosh Hashanah though? Because Rosh Hashanah, the next village, that was Chutz L'Tchum, outside of the Beis Avad. They already didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was. So that everybody in Eretz Yisrael had to observe the city where the Beis Avad was. They didn't have to observe Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. But the next city, they didn't know. So the Baal Hamor writes in Beitza, in the first parak in Beitza, that for generations, the minig was in Eretz Yisrael that there was only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Just like there's only 1 day Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, there was only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Till the Tamidi Harif moved to Eretz Yisrael, the Rif first lived in Fez, Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Fazi. He lived in Fez, that's in Morocco, northern Africa. And then there were pogroms, so I think at the age of 70 or something, he had to run away. So they went across the Straits of Gibraltar. Whenever there was trouble in northern Africa, they ran their way to Gibraltar and to Spain. Whenever there was trouble in Spain, they ran across the Straits of Gibraltar. They went to Algeria. They went to northern Africa. So the Rif, I think at the age of 70, started a new career. He founded a new yeshiva in Spain. And he went strong for another 15 years, still 90 or 95, something, I don't know, till the ripe old age. So the Talmidim of the Rif, when they moved to Eretz Yisrael from Spain, they changed the minig. That's what the Baal Hamor said. They changed the minig, and they introduced that on Rosh Hashanah you should observe 2 days Yom Tov. The Rif says it's based on the Gemara and Beitza, that it sounds from the Gemara that even in Eretz Yisrael you have to observe 2 days Yom Tov. So the Ramban there in the Milchamas explains what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes. So he says the Beis Avad, where the Bezin would declare when Rosh Chodesh is, wasn't always in the same place. For generations, it was in Yerushalayim and the Lishkas HaGozes. The Bezin HaGadol was. But the Bezin HaGadol later on went into Golis. Esa Golis, Golis of Sanhedrin, 40 years before the Churban Abayis, they left the Lishkas HaGozes. And then they were floating around different cities. The Gemara lists up, they were in Tveria and Tziporia and Shfaram and Usha And then they were Gzeres Hashma. The government was out to kill them. So they were running away from one city. So one year they were in Petach Tikva, one year in Tel Aviv, one year they were in Bnei Brak, and one year in Yerushalayim. They kept on running different places. So the Shaila is, in the days of Abai Barava, when they made the Takana, everyone should still, whoever observed Yantav Sheni before, when there was a real Svegadim, should still continue to observe Yantav Sheni. So the Ramban explains, what's the story with Rosh Hashanah? Every city in Eretz Yisrael at some time or another did observe Yantav Sheni at Rosh Hashanah, because they were way chutz le-beis avad. And every city in Eretz Yisrael at some time or another did not observe Yantav Sheni, because the Rabbanim, the beis avad, was in that city. So those are the two opinions. Whether in Eretz Yisrael you do observe Yantav Sheni, you don't. They say every city at one time in history had the bezin that declared Chiddush HaChodesh in their city, so therefore the Takanas Yantav Sheni, his order, meaning Avsecha Midechem, doesn't apply to them. I say no. Every city in Eretz Yisrael, some time or another, was chutz lebeis avad. So that's the machlokes. Now, lemaisa, the practice is that all over Eretz Yisrael, they observe 2 days, Rosh Hashanah. So these 2 days, Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban there in Beitza, the Mochamas, explains there are three possibilities what the 2 days are all about. Today we have a Luach Kavua. But what happened years ago, before they instituted the Luach, when they still had Kiddush HaChodesh on Pi Ariyah, so what possibilities are there? So it could be the Edom will come bright and early in the morning, and Bezim will declare 9 o'clock in the morning, today is Rosh Hashanah, and that's it. Today is Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow is Tom Gedalia. Tomorrow is not Rosh Hashanah. It could be that the Edom will not come at all on the first day. They'll wait and wait. The people are abstaining from Malacha. They think like 499 out of 500 years. Lomatzina Elul Me'uber. So they thought this year is also going to be Elul is going to be a Chodesh Chaser, not a Chodesh Moleh. It's only going to have 29 days. So it's not the first day. It's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So the people abstain from Malacha all day long. The Bezin waiting. The Edom don't show up. So the Edom come on the second day, so it comes out the first day was simply a mistake. And really the second day was Rosh Hashanah. And sometimes it'll be both days Rosh Hashanah. How can it be? Nogin Masi Am Kodesh and Lamacha Kodesh. When do you have both days? On the level of the Raisa, it doesn't exist 2 days Rosh Hashanah. On the level of the Raisa, it doesn't exist 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Sukkot. It doesn't exist on the level of the Raisa. With the Rabbanan, it exists 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The others don't exist 2 days. The others is a Sfeika Diyam. You don't know whether the first day is Pesach or the second day. By Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah records that the later Takonah, that Pamachas, on one occasion, the Edom came, Bizman Shel Beis HaMikdash, Hayikayim. The Edom came after they already brought the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim and the Beis HaMikdash. When did they bring the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim? What time? Between 3:30 and 4:30 or something. The Mishnah says every day what time they bring the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim, something like that, between 3:30 and 4:30. 2:30 and 3:30. I forgot already. So once they brought the Tam Shel Bein Abayim, and then the Edom showed up afterwards, and it turns out Niskalkulu Halavim Bishir. When you do the Nisach Hayayin of a carbon tzibur, when a Yochid brings a carbon and he brings Yayin, you don't get all of them to start playing a whole orchestra with music, because the Yankel came from Be'er Sheva and he brought a carbon. When you bring the Karbanah Sibur, the Tmidim himself, every day, so then you take out the whole symphony orchestra and you get all the Levim to play the Kleshir and they're singing away the Shir Shal Yom. So there is specific Shir Shal Yom that you're supposed to sing L'Kavod Rosh Hashanah. So that year, they were waiting, and the Edom didn't show up. So they thought tomorrow's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So either they didn't say Shir at all, or they said the wrong Shir. The Gemara is not sure exactly what happened, but the Mishnah says this was considered a terrible tragedy. Niskalkulu Halavim Bishir. It's not to be understood what's the great tragedy. There is an opinion in the Tanoim that the Shir is Me'akev. So if you say they didn't say any Shira at all, if you say that the Pshat is they didn't sing Shira at all, then they weren't Yotzei the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim. So that is a great tragedy. But if you say they said the wrong Shir Shal Yom, the Shir Shal Yom, which Shir you say, that's not Me'akev at all. If you say Shaloi Omer Shira Kaliker, if you would have Paskin, Rashi in a few places in Shas looks as if he's Paskining like that Tan and Erchin, that the Shira is Ma'akev is HaKorban, that you're not Yotzei the Nisach HaYayin. You're not Yotzei the Nisach HaYayin, you have to do it over again. It's also not such a great tragedy. So you do over the Nisach HaYayin, with the Shira. It's some Kabbalistic Kavana is missing over here. Why they changed the whole world? Because they said the wrong Shir. But I'll call upon him, that's what it says. They made a takana. If the Edom come to testify to the Bezin, that he saw the new moon, that today should be Rosh Hashanah. So Nogam Osi Am Kodesh Elamach Kodesh. The Beis Din tells him that today is Yontif in the Rabbanan, and tomorrow is Yontif the Raisa. We're going to make tomorrow Yontif the Raisa. So if one day is Yontif the Rabbanan, one day is Yontif the Raisa, that's called Kedusha Achas. If you have Shabbos next to Yontif, that's Amachlekes Hatanoim. Whether you declare Kedusha Achas, is it one Kedusha for 48 hours? Or it's a Kedusha 24 hours and another Kedusha 24 hours. So we'd pass from that Shtei Kedushas, because Shabbos and Yom Tov can't blend in together. Shabbos, there's no Heter Rechel Nevesh. Yom Tov, there is a Heter Rechel Nevesh. The Rambam writes, what if you have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos? Yom Kippur falls on a Friday or Sunday. So there's neither Heter Rechel Nevesh on Shabbos nor on Yom Kippur. So then it's the same. So the Rambam writes, Yeroyali, that Shabbos next to Yom Kippur is Kedusha Achas. It's one Kedusha Sayyam for 48 hours straight. So if you have Yontif next to Yontif, how can you have Yontif next to Yontif? Erev Pesach Shechali is Be'erev Shavuos. What do you mean? Rosh Hashanah Shechali is Be'erev Pesach. It doesn't exist. How can? But Mid Rabbanan you can have. If the Eidim come in Amincha Lamayla, you have Rosh Hashanah next to Rosh Hashanah. The first day is Rosh Hashanah the Rabbanan, the second day is Rosh Hashanah the Raisa. So they're both Rosh Hashanah, and there's a Heter Rechel Nevesh on both days. It's exactly the same. It's like Shabbos next to Yom Kippur. Shabbos next to Yontif is the Machlekes Hatanan. That we pass in Shtei Kedushas, because we pass and it can't blend in together. But whenever it lends itself to blend in together, like Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, or first day Rosh Hashanah next to the second day Rosh Hashanah, so then it's Kedusha Achas. First day Pesach next to the second day Pesach, that's not Kedusha Achas. Machlekes in the Gemara and Beitza, that's not Kedusha Achas, because we say it's Betoris Sveka de Yoima. It's a suffix, is it the first day, the second day, but it's not that one day is the rice and one day is the rabban. We treat it as if it's a sveka diyam. But in Rosh Hashanah, there are three logical possibilities. The Ramban says it could be the first day is Rosh Hashanah, second day is mamishchol. It's manchi kitchal piyari. The Yadim came 9 in the morning. So the first day is Rosh Hashanah, the second day is nothing. Could be Yadim didn't come all day long. They didn't come all day long. So the second day is Rosh Hashanah, first day is just a mistake. And it could be the Yadim came and amin kalamaylo. Then both days are Rosh Hashanah. So because of the Chachamim Sholchem Itam, they sent a letter, we should still continue to observe those communities where they observe 2 days on, they should still continue to observe it the way they used to observe it years ago. So the way they used to observe Rosh Hashanah could be one of the three possibilities. So L'chumra, you have to consider it as if it's a Yom Arichto. That's a question, do you say L'kula also? It's a Yom Arichto or not? Let's say they say Shechyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. He said, so on Pesach, the first night Pesach, he says Shechyanu, why do we observe the second night Pesach? Maybe the first night Pesach was a mistake. Maybe it's Erev Pesach. And the second night is real Pesach. So Misveka, you have to say Shechyanu the second night. But on Rosh Hashanah, we consider the possibility that maybe the first day was Rosh Hashanah the Rabban and the second day is Rosh Hashanah the Raisa. So it was already Rosh Hashanah yesterday, so we already said Shechyanu. So maybe you shouldn't say Shechyanu on the second day. So that's what the Rosh in Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotes this big Machlekes HaRishonim. Which way did Rashi say? Some quote the name of Rashi. You don't say Shechyanu. The Rashbam was Rashi's grandson. He says Rashi said you do say Shechyanu. And the Sefer Ita says like this, and this one says like that. He quotes the whole Machlekes. So then he quotes that because of the machlekes, whether you say Shechyanu or not, so the Maharam Rutenberg introduced his chumra, his Midas Chasidus. Maharam Rutenberg lived at the end of the period of the Balei Atosis, and at that time they had developed a group who were known as Chasidi Ashkenaz, that they introduced a new theme into Psak Halacha to try to do things in such a way to be Yotzei Yedei Kol Hashitas. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes every so often, more than 10 cases they quote from the Maharam Rutenberg, he recommended to do things in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. Then the Mishnah Berurah came and he multiplied by 1,000. Every other page, and then comes Rav Moshe Shtenbach and he multiplied the Mishnah Berurah by 1,000, more. But the Hasidic Ashkenaz had. So this is one of the Hanhogis of the Maharam Rutenberg. The Rosh quotes his Rebbe, Maharam Rutenberg introduced, he should take a Beged Chodesh or Pi Chodesh, second night of Rosh Hashanah, to make sure that the Shechyanu is in place. The Velt asked Akasha, what do you mean? If the Shechyanu is on the Beger Chodesh and Picharish, it's a Hepsik. What are you saying, Shechyanu? In between the Kiddush and drinking the wine. If the Shechyanu is on Yontif, so the Gemara says, strictly speaking, Shechyanu, I'm Rafi Labashuk. You can say Shechyanu while you're walking in the street. Like on Leil Yom Kippur, we say Shachianu and Shul. We don't say over a cup of wine. But if you recite Shachianu at the conclusion of the Kiddush, over a cup of wine, you will enhance the Hashivas of the Bracha. It'll be a Bracha alakos. Not every Bracha. You don't say, oh, he's so big vura over a cup of wine. Some Brachas make sense to recite over Alayayin, and some Brachas doesn't make sense. So Shachianu, the Gemara says, makes sense. So if the Shachianu is recited, Leil Rosh Hashanah, Leil Sheni Rosh Hashanah, because it's Rosh Hashanah, so it makes sense, you say it in between the Bar Piagofen and the drinking of the wine, because Kach Tikton Chachamim, that's the way to recite Kiddush tonight. You enhance the Hashivas of Shachianu by attaching it to the end of the Kiddush. But if you're going to say the Shachianu is for the Pre-Chodesh or the Beged Chodesh, then what are you being mafsik in between the Bar Piagofen and the drinking of the wine with the Zaitigit Shachianu? Shouldn't it be a hefsik? Rav Shlomo Zalman has a whole essay where he tries to defend what did the Maram Rutenberg think that he accomplished by making the Midas Chasidus over here? How does it make anything better? That's the question. The Minchas Aluza, the Minkatcha, didn't like this Midas Chasidus. He felt that the Kedushas Hayam of Rosh Hashanah is so lofty. You take a little Pakistani fruit. You take a Mexican fruit and you put it on a vegetable, you put it on a table, and that enables me to say Shachyanu. It's a busha to Rosh Hashanah. So he writes, he didn't observe this practice. He didn't think it was right. He thought that it's an insult to the chshivas of Rosh Hashanah. That little fruit or vegetable should save the Shachyanu.
When you make the Shachyanu, even if you're wearing the suit already for a couple of hours, you should the Shachyanu, it shouldn't have been made earlier. It's okay to make it.
No, you say it then, yeah. He's still excited that the fruit of the suit is still clean. Yeah, it's still brand new.
And the same is with the fruit, that even though you're going to be eating it later, the Shachianu can still go on the fact that you're going to have it with the fruit.
What do you mean?
The fruit's out on the table.
Right, so I see the fruit. In Mishnah Gemara, they said Shachianu when you saw the fruit in the store, even if you're allergic to it, even if you can't afford it, even if you can't stand it. He said Shachianu on the fruit. And our minig is that we say Shachianu when we're about to eat it. But it's on the table. Sure, it's on the table. They have the story that Mrs. Vilna Goyen told her husband on the first day Rosh Hashanah that this is the fruit that I brought for Shachianu. So he said right away Shachianu on the first day. When she showed him the fruit, he said Shachianu. He always followed Din and Gemara. He was a purist. He didn't want to follow all the things against the Gemara. The Gemara said, you say Shachyana when you see the fruit. Second night Rosh Hashanah, he said, you say Shachyana, you don't need a pre-chodesh or beg the chodesh. He felt that he didn't go lechumra on things. He felt that he had rise bruris on every issue, and that's all. You follow what the din is. You don't make sveikas and sveikas. The Gemara has a din, when you read the Megillah, so you're supposed to read it in one session. You're not supposed to read the Megillah, wait 2 hours, then half of the Megillah now, and half the Megillah later, after a pause of 2 hours. That's called Shoha Kadelik Maskula. So that's an issue by every mitzvah that takes a while. Let's say Kriya Shema. Person's going to pause in the middle of Kriya Shema. You have to say the first parsha, two parsha, three parsha, whatever, is going to have such a long pause. Shmona Esrei. Let's say Hatzolah Man. So he's davening Shmona Esrei, he gets a Hatzolah call, and he runs away for 3 hours. And then he comes back. So does he pick up in the middle of the Shemana Esrei where he left off? Or does he have to start Shemana Esrei all over again from the beginning? Or Tkiya Shaifer. Let's say the guy here is Tkiya now. Shvarim an hour later. Tkiya an hour later. Tkiya an hour later. Shvarim an hour later. Shama Teisha Tkis B'Teisha Shaz Bayom. So that's a machlekes that starts the top line on Lamedal on the base. That's a machlekes. Shok Delig Maskula. Lechatchila. We don't permit shok delik maskula by any mitzvah. Lechatchil, you shouldn't pour so long. The machlekes is b'di'evet. So b'di'evet, there's a steer between two gemaras. Whether b'di'evet it's makiv or not. So there are different opinions how we paskin. So some rishonim paskin, it's Shmoneh Esrei as opposed to all other mitzvahs. Shmoneh Esrei is oimid b'fnei ha-melech. So you walk away for 2 hours, then the melech went away also. The Baruch Shalom is not going to wait for you. So then you got to start all over again from the beginning. And then the other mitzvah that's not oimid b'fnei ha-melech, then we paskin b'di'evet shok delik maskula is okay. We don't really paskin like that, that it's Shmoneh Esrei versus everything else. We paskin that it depends, was it shoha machmas oinus that you couldn't do it? Let's say the guy had to go to the bathroom in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So he wasn't able to daven at that time. So if it's shoha machmas oinus, or he's taking care of the hatzolah man, He ran away, and he took the patient to the hospital, and he's treating the patient, trying to save his life. So that was an oinus that he wasn't able to daven at that time. He had to take care of the chayla. So then the din would be shor kadei legmas kulas chayza l'rosh. But if there wasn't an oinus, if he really theoretically would have been able to finish the whole mitzvah, it's just he was pausing, he was waiting a long time, singing an igan, let's say the chazan. In the middle of the Birchas Kriya Shema, he has a long niggun for Kelodin, and it has no words, just singing bum ba bum ba bum ba bum for half an hour. So he could have went weiter. What's the oinus? Who told him to sing bum ba bum? So that shok they leg maskula. Shok they leg maskula. Could he finish all not from there to the end? Let's say he's in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. Shok they leg maskula means from the beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema to the end. Could he have said everything from the beginning to the end? And that amount of time that he was showing. A lot of times, Chazanim in the middle of Kiddushin, they start singing a niggun, they're not saying the word, just singing a niggun, it goes on and on and on and on. So that's, L'chatchila, it's not right, that's Shor K'dei Likmas Kulo. But it's not an oinus. If they wanted to, they could have stopped.
We're prolonging the tefillah is Yiruch HaZanim speak to Bittul Torah.
Prolonging the tefillah is Bittul Torah? Yeah, if there's anybody there who would be interested in learning, it's not right. They should daven. Zman tefila luchud and zman Torah luchud. You should daven properly, and you should learn later on. But you shouldn't prolong the davening unnecessarily. If the people are saying the words, so the Talmid HaChacham should daven also. But they're just singing nigunim, unless the nigunim are going to enhance the kavanah. It depends how good the nigunim are. Okay. L'chatchila should never be shok deleik maskula. The Mishnah Brura has a suggestion. He says that by duchening, the meaning is that we say the tefillah for the chaloymes, Yirach Hashem v'yishmarecha, in between Hashem v'yishmarecha, Hashem parim elecha, before v'yishmarecha, we say the long tefillah. So he says the tefillah is so long, the Rabban Shalom, anishalach v'chalamos v'shalach, it's so long, he could have said the whole three psukim, Yirach Hashem v'yishmarecha, Yer Hashem parim elecha v'chanecha, at a odom beinani speed, without racing. He could have said all the three psukim, and that amount of time that it takes to say that whole tefillah. So he said, isn't that an issue of Shor K'dei Lig Maskula? Except as he says, if the Kohanim are singing a niggun, many communities, the Kohanim sing a niggun. So if the Kohanim are singing a niggun, so maybe it's not a violation of Shor K'dei Lig Maskula, the niggun blends in to be part of the duchening. It's a chiddush. But he says, if they're not singing a niggun, so he says it's not really right. But the Gemara says he say this tefillah. So he says the Gemara never said that you say before v'yichonecha. The Gemara doesn't say before shalom. So he thinks if it's not clear what the minhag ha'makom is, means if the rabbi can get away with it, the Kohanim should say v'yichonecha, and then everybody should say, after they finish the pasuk. How did he solve the problem? It should still be shor k'dei lig maskula. In between the first pasuk and the second pasuk, should also be a problem of shor k'dei lig maskula. Why is the Mishnah Berurah only worried about Shor K'dei Lig Maskula within the pasuk? Yirach Hashem before V'yishmarecha, even after V'yishmarecha, he didn't say Yair yet. He didn't say Yisa yet. Whenever you're going to say the tefillah for the Chalaimus is going to be Shor K'dei Lig Maskula. And the tefillah, this tefillah says in the Gemara Brachas, they said that tefillah. Let's say they said the tefillah after all the three psukim. Okay, that could be, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. He says, let them finish V'yichonecha, then you can say the tefillah. How did that solve the problem? It's problematic.
So the
Gemara
is Bishash and
Nosa
is the time that they're lifting their hands. So does that mean it's actually when they're lifting their hands, or could it be before or after?
Could be after. Could be before or after. The Mishnah in the end of Rosh Hashanah says that Kiyas Shofar takes place in the middle of Musaf, at the conclusion of Malchich, Zichronis, and Shofar. So the Gemara says, why don't you blow Shofar in the middle of Shachris? Isn't it better because Vizimak Dimila Mitzvah? So the Gemara says, well, the shul is half empty. It's on Lamed Beis, on the Beis. The Gemara says, no, the shul is half empty in Shachris. People only come in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, like on every day in Shabbos and Yantiv. So Musaf is going to be Beroy Vam Hagas Melech. So the Gemara says, but which one of these two takes precedence? Each one is a Hidr mitzvah. To have Zvizim Agdimim is a Hidr and Beroy Vam Hagas Melech. The Gemara says, truth of the matter is Rizim Akdimim is a better hidus. So more correct is you should blow shofar in the middle of Shachris. But Shas Gzeres Malchus Shaninu, the government made a Gzeres Hashma. They didn't allow the Jews to blow shofar, so that's why they moved it to Musaf. So that's the question. Why do we still blow a Musaf now? Why don't we move back to Shachris? So that's what Tosfos asks on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Afal pi shebat gzeres hamalchus v'avdin kedim eikora, because chashin and shem yachsa adaba l'kulkulay. Problematic in the home of the free and the land of the brave, in the United States of America, we're free. So it's not to be understood. It's problematic. How can the Gemara have a havamina that you should blow shofar in Shachris, but you have to blow after malchus uchan shofar? Malchus uchan shofar is only a musaf. So the Balamor says that that's not correct. In Rashi and Abba Dizor, in the first parak writes like that also. They are of the opinion that you say Malchus Ranashav is by Mairiv and by Shachris and by Musav and by Mincha, all four tefillas on Yom Kippur. The Gemara Brachas says that you say nine brachas. The Gemara never said it's Musav of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says the Rosh Hashanah Dika Davening is nine brachas. Yeah, but we don't follow that opinion. We assume that the only Musav has Malchus Ranashav. So how could you have a Havamina to blow Shofar in Shachris? How could there have been such a practice? So the pashtus is, if you would have blown shofar in Shachris, you would have said Malchus Chana Shofar in Shachris. There's no halacha that says to be a musaf. Whenever you plan to blow shofar, that's when you say Malchus Chana in Shofar. We decided, because of Gzeres HaMalchus, to blow shofar in musaf, so that's why we say the Malchus Chana in Shofar in musaf. So it's based on this Gemara that the Stechemen, it quotes a lot of poskim, that it's not really right to common practice when you have a Pidyon HaBen on Yom Lamed Aleph. So if you're going to have it after Shachris, everyone's going to run to work, so there'll hardly be anybody there by the Suda. So you have it later in the day, towards the evening, before the sun sets. Minig is you do Pidyon HaBen by Yom. It's not a din, but that's the minig. So you have it later in the day, so you have a bigger crowd. So they point out, it's against the Gemara. Don't you see from the Gemara that Zrizim HaGdim LaMitzvahs really should take precedence over Beroi Vam Hadas Mal. So more correct is to have it in the morning. Somebody asked me such a case. His son is going to be bar mitzvah in the middle of the week, and the kid is going to get an aliyah on Monday. There's going to be 40 people in the shul. Then he's going to get the maftar on Shabbos. There's going to be a few hundred people in shul. So one should the father say, Baruch Shepaterani? Should he say Zrizim Magdimel mitzvahs on Monday, or should he say Baruch Shepaterani on Shabbos, but it's going to be Beroi Vam Hadas Mal? So the pashtus is based on this Gemara that Zrizim Magdimel takes precedence to Beroi Vam Hadas Mal. That's the Poshib Shat in the Gemara. Okay. Everyone is invited to come stay in the yeshiva for Rosh Hashanah and come take advantage of the Aseres and make sure they're not going to be in a college. The Mashgiach are not going to be in a college. So they're going to organize Shurim in the afternoon. You can learn 3 Storm a day. Okay. Next week. I think I'll go back to Bar Mitzia. Why? How many days shear is it?
Isn't there shear on Tumgadalia? Shai said he wasn't sure if we're going to get Sukkot or Bar Mitzia. We didn't know.
I don't know either. I speak to Rabbi Reese. He's in charge. Yes.